Blog Talk Radio.
Lift every voice and sing.
Welcome to Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. We are so glad that you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. And we come to you with the very best in gospel music. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of African-American traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion with rhythm. When our first African ancestors came upon these American shores, they brought with them their rhythm, the African rhythm. It was work songs, field hollows. These were the first recorded sounds of our people in America. And from that came gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, even the music that we have today. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. Gospel music experiences that cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour program or melody of songs. It's far too rich, far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine, a triumph of victory in God, that comes from deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. The greatest melodies and the most stimulating songs that has ever been given to this nation and to the world has come through the African-American experience. That is our format here at Gospel Gold. We believe that this music tells the story of the adversities that we have overcome, the struggles that we still continue to fight, and all the things that we have endured on these American shores. We believe that in our experience here in America, traditional African-American gospel music is the root of all the music that we have produced here. We express that in our music, in our lyrics, in our poems, in our writings. All that we do tells a story of our experience here in America. That is the format. This is not just another music program. I am not a DJ, but rather it is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. If you are a music lover or a gospel music lover, we invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share. Join and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. There you will find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find the link for the program each week. All the programs on Gospel Gold are archived. That means you can always go back to the Facebook page at any time. Find the program that you would like to hear. Open it up and click on the link. It will take you directly to that program at any time. You can hear programs that we have recorded earlier this year by going to the Facebook page. There you will also find our articles about various gospel artists. We invite you to go there. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for all of you who have been supporters of Gospel Gold. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so. We do have a Cash App. It starts with the dollar sign and one word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. One word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. We thank God for all of you who have been supporters of Gospel Gold. We pray you will continue to support the efforts that we have here. This is a historical program. Every Monday night, we celebrate Black history on Gospel Gold. So we invite you to tell your friends, tell your neighbors that every Monday night, 9 to 10 p.m., you can hear great gospel music and the achievements that our people have made in the gospel genre. As we start our program every Monday night, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray now, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We have a very interesting program for you tonight. Tonight we're going to go into a sound that you very seldom hear. We wanted to bring, of course, here at Gospel Go, we always want to bring new music or new types of gospel music to those who may not have heard those types of music before. So we wanted to bring something different to you tonight, and I'm interested, and I pray God that you will be interested as well. I'm excited about this. I'm going to play a selection, then I'm going to come back and introduce our program for the night. Thank you. In case you have not figured it out, tonight our show features brass bands. That was the United House of Prayer for All People brass band. Being a horn player, I have always been interested in brass bands and brass choirs. And so tonight is one of my favorite nights to bring something that I have enjoyed for many years. And I hope that you all will listen to this music, listen to this sound. It is different. You do not hear this sound often in the secular church or in the organized church. But however, if you would go down toward New Orleans, you will hear this sound quite often. Over the course of the past century, the sound of horns singing out above a driving second line beat has become ingrained in the component of the New Orleans unique music culture. This tradition dates back to the mid-19th century, when a national craze for brass bands erupted in New Orleans. By century's end, there were an estimated 10,000 active bands in the United States, equaling roughly one band for every 6,300 people. These bands embraced the popular music of the period, including transcriptions from opera, overtures, gospel music, folk songs, and popular melodies. In New Orleans, both black and white bands existed and operated in similar spheres, similar repertoire, wearing military-inspired uniforms, and adopted inspirational and inspiring names such as Excelsior and Ornwood. During the same period, benevolent societies and social aid and pleasure clubs boomed in popularity among the city's African-American and Afro-Creole populations. These groups sponsored church clubs and funeral parades, providing work for the many black brass bands and created a mutually beneficial patronage relationship that was nurtured through brass band music, musicians, and parades throughout the decades. These gigs informed the repertoire, which combined sacred hymns with popular tunes according to occasion and audience. From there, brass bands continued to incorporate the new sounds of the day into their music as well. The introduction of jazz performances styles started around 1900. Also, brass bands began to play in churches in New Orleans area around 1900. And it changed the local brass band idiom. Bands such as the original Tuxedo Band and the Superior Band, which operated as both orchestra for venue performances, as brass bands for marching gigs, beginning incorporating jazz and gospel into their repertoire. Though some musicians operated in only one sphere, many played parades, clubs, churches, intertwining with their repertoire and style. In this way, jazz not only influenced brass band music, but it was itself affected by the bands and the musical transitions and traditions, flourishing in and reacting to the performance spaces provided by black churches, benevolent societies, and social aid and pleasure clubs. In the late 1970s, as popular music and culture evolved further, the Dirty Dozen refined what New Orleans brass band could be. This group updated its music to include bebop and funk elements. In doing so, they realigned the brass band repertoire with popular music of the period, just as the traditional band had done during the era of inception. Numerous popular bands have followed in the Dirty Dozen footsteps, including Rebirth, the Hot Eight, and the Soul Rebels, all of whom use various types of music and contemporary popular music elements in constructing their sound and style while maintaining the tradition of playing clubs, funerals, and parades. So tonight, beloved, our sound tonight is the brass band sound that you hear in the church. Now, most of you may not have heard this before, but if you've ever had the occasion or the privilege to go to United House of Prayer, or what we used to call the Jesus House of Prayer for All People, if you would ever go into one of those churches, you would hear one of the most lively inspirational sounds that you could ever hear. And that is of the brass band. Wonderful, wonderful sound. And tonight I wanted to bring that sound to you tonight because I wanted you to hear the great sound that our people make when we are part of this great organization as brass bands. Brass bands have always been a very intricate part of the African-American experience. And I wanted you all tonight to hear the great sounds that come from these bands. So I'm not going to do a lot of talking tonight. We're going to hear some of the brass bands that have been playing over the years. I want you to relax. I want you to understand and listen to the great sound that these people, our people, have made through the brass band. Here is United Church House of Prayer.
I will dismiss the charge.
Children, shout!
Thank you.
That was United House of Prayer, Washington, D.C. You can hear that sound any Sunday morning you stop by to worship with them. Now, there have been some gospel groups that have incorporated the brass band sound. And tonight, I want to bring such a group before you tonight, the Zion Harmonizers of New Orleans. The Zion Harmonizers, along with the Olympia Brass Band. Here they are with I Shall Not Be Moved, and I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is over.
I'll fly away,
fly away,
I'll fly away.
I'm going to a home where joy shall never end.
I'll fly away,
fly away,
I'll fly away.
Oh, when this life is over,
I'll fly away,
fly away,
I'll fly away.
I'm going to a home where joy will never end.
I'll fly away,
fly away.
Fly away,
fly away. die.
Hallelujah, by and by,
Lord.
I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
I got to fly away, Lord, Lord, Lord.
I'll fly away.
Fly away.
I'll fly away.
Turn the wind.
Die. Hallelujah, by and by,
Lord.
I'll fly away.
The Zion Harmonizers. The Zion Harmonizers started in 1939 in New Orleans. It was a gospel group that incorporated various sounds with their music. We owe a lot to the Zion Harmonizers. They were some of the original gospel groups that came up through the era and brought such great songs to us over the years. We appreciate the great work that the Zion Harmonizers have done. As I said, they were organized in 1939 out of an old neighborhood in New Orleans known as New Zion. It was Benjamin Maxton's aunt, Miss Alberta Finch Johnson, who led the town all-women's gospel group, Southern Harps. She trained her young nephew and his friend, Sherman Washington, in North Washington, who sang with the group until his passing in 1997. In the style of the traditional gospel quartet as art forms that they were still practicing. Over the years, the personnel has changed a little, and the Zion Harmonizers have added some hot instrumentals, but they still rely heavily on the old-time a cappella style using four-part harmony to get their message through. The purpose of the gospel music is to praise God and to spread the good news. Few have been so successful as the Zion Harmonizers. For this, they two fortuitous circumstances. One is their radio show, which has been running since 1956 on what is now Totally Gospel on WYLD in New Orleans. The second was the group's appearance at the first New Orleans Jazz and Historic and Heritage Festival held in the old Congo Square in 1969. Festival organizer Quentin Davis then asked Washington if he would put together a gospel tent. With some misgivings, he agreed. Although it required the church folk to mingle with partygoers, it presented a great opportunity to sing the good news of Jesus Christ. And so it is, the Gospel Harmonizers tonight, who have incorporated some of the brass band sound that I'm going to bring to you tonight, that I'm trying to bring to you tonight. Here they are again with Thank You, Lord.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
before to me. Yes, you have. Lord, you woke me up this morning. I know you started me on my way. You opened my eyes to see some good in others the same as me. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, I do. Lord, you've been so good and kind. Oh, to me, yes, you have. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Every day. Thank you, Lord, every day of my life. You've been so good and kind to me, so good and kind. You've been so good.
Our subject tonight is brass bands. And while some bands have pushed the brass band style and tradition in new directions, others such as the Liberty Brass Band, the Young Tuxedo Brass Band, and the Olympia, who you just or you're hearing tonight, brass band, continue to embrace the traditional style in their performances. This intentional focus on maintaining traditions helped to preserve a cultural practice well over a century old. Together, the performance practices of traditional and contemporary style bands represent an integral living component of the New Orleans musical heritage. If you would like to get more information on brass bands, you can go to an article that was written on the New Orleans Advocate called the Historically Speaking column, Historically Speaking New Orleans Advocate. And you can also find more information on the Historic New Orleans Collection, the Historic New Orleans Collection Museum Research Center, article published by Eric Schaefer, curator of history there. You will find more information concerning brass bands. Here is the Zion Harmonizers and the Olympia Blast Brand. Since I've laid my burdens down.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, Lord, that's why they laid my burdens down, burdens down.
Hallelujah, and I'll lay my burdens down.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. This is not just another music program, but it's a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. Join us each Monday night right here from 9 to 10 p.m. each Monday night on Gospel Gold. brass bands is our subject tonight. Being a horn player, I'm so very glad to come before you tonight to bring this unique sound that many people have never been exposed to. I have been exposed to it for many years. I had the privilege of playing on one or two brass bands. Here is Horn of Plenty. I had the pleasure of playing with, and what a friend we have in Jesus.
Thank you.
recorded in 1998 at the United House of Prayer Convocation in Charlotte, North Carolina. I had the privilege of being with the brothers on that night. It was a great night to praise the Lord. Well, church, it looks like our time is about up. We thank you for yours. We pray that you will have a good week. Don't forget to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. And if you would like to contact us, you can contact us by email, gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We have a Cash App. It starts with $, Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. I know tonight has been different. It's a departure from our regular programming, but I wanted to bring you a sound that is very seldom heard by our people. But I want you to know that this is part of the gospel music genre, the brass band. If you ever have the privilege of going to the United House of Prayer for All People, please go. You will truly enjoy yourself. We thank God for you tonight, and we pray that God will continue to bless you as you continue to serve him. Have a great week. We're going home tonight with the Zion Harmonizers, an Olympica bass brand in old-time religion.
Well, give me that old.